8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, hey!
Hey, hey! It's Podcast 52.
We're How are again. You?
We're going to talk with me and you.
Jen. And Chris, too.
And Chris, too. Me, you, and Chris, too. How about
let's
that?
Let's do the upbeat version. Come on, Jen.
I don't know what I'm singing.
Welcome.
You could do Kumbaya.
Oh, we're not doing that. We do have an awesome revelation, part of a new revelation God has given me recently.
When you were doing a Zoom meeting.
When I was doing a Zoom meeting, I leaked some of it out.
You did.
And but this is really powerful. And we were talking about the, don't know if you know this happened, but there was a coming together, because even Satan has, you know, coming togethers of things and his little mini ways of showing off himself. There was a coming together of the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards to try to stop Trump, which didn't work because so many more people who know how to rule and reign in the spirit realm came against them and sent the host of heaven to stop their purposes of interfering with him. And in the time of doing all of that, God started to give me a revelation on soul hunters. And he said, these people are hunters of souls. I didn't know there were soul hunters. And he said, many witches and others on the earth who've given themselves to Satan for his purposes, the enemy assigns them to literally hunt souls and target souls. Those are people. You are a living soul. Every one of us are. And Satan wants to control your soul or crush your soul or defile your soul. And he can't be everywhere all at the same time. And therefore, he has people who have given themselves to him. And he assigns them to target specific people, to hunt their soul, to draw them off the path, and then get them into darkness, and then end it by controlling their thoughts and their ways. And then his ultimate goal is to get their soul. And so those are soul hunters, and there's more to that than that, but I want to mention it to you that Satan doesn't sit around doing nothing. He does sometimes organize things. He has his own way, his own system.
He plots and plans.
He does plot and plan. He goes about as a roaring lion to draw attention to himself and wants worship. He's always wanted worship since he fell from heaven. And so he also wants this earth, which was given to us. The earth belongs to the Lord, but he gave it to us to rule and reign and to be over the land, the sea, the air, and to rule in the spirit realm. And the more you become aware of that, make sure that you're taking authority over all the power of darkness and not tolerating in your life, but not in your city either. Yeah.
Tearing down the strongholds and the platforms.
Yeah, to send the host
enemy.
To pull down strongholds and to shred platforms. The enemy's been ruling from the spiritual enemy because they are, in all of their efforts, the enemy and the people who follow him are hunting for souls. So don't be weak-minded. Don't get lazy. And stop praying, don't stop praying, don't stop worshiping, don't stop spending time with God. Keep your guard up and be aware of what's going on around you. Don't be sucked into deception because the enemy wants to use your soul, especially in these days when the spirit realm is going to become more and more apparent and even visible at one point. People will be able to see the spirit realm.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that day.
And make sure that you are testing spirits that appear to you and say, you're supposed to go with me for this reason. You test them and ask them if they're from the spirit of the Most High God who sent his son to die for people in this world, to die for our sins. But these soul hunters, there's a great number of them, and sometimes they're more in certain areas. Witchcraft is practiced in a lot of other areas, maybe in places that aren't necessarily like in the light or in the limelight or mentioned a lot online, or they don't want to draw attention to themselves because when they can become covert, then they are able to operate at a greater measure. But God has people that he's assigned to be soul rescuers. And in almost every subject we could talk about, There's always going to be a side that's about the light, that's God, or about the darkness, that's Satan. And because Satan wants to get in every level of society, of education, of science, of government, obviously. He's been going there a lot lately. And even in arts and entertainment, the enemy's had a stronghold there that's about to be broken. And so he plots and plans, but God plans. And he plans and he picks people to be rescuers of souls. And he can actually target people whose soul he wants rescued. And put it on someone's heart to pray for them or to go to speak with them or go to share with them. Don't ever count it lightly that you hear God or the Spirit of God say to you, please go visit this person. And maybe they need prayer. Maybe they need help in their finances or with food or just making serious decisions. Maybe they don't want to step out and ask for help. But if you're aware of this, go and ask if they need help. Because God can give you a word for them. Even if you're not a prophet, everyone is able to prophesy according to the word of God. And if you step out, even just to say, hi, do you need help? I noticed maybe you weren't around. Maybe if this was in the time when they were coming to church, but they're not. Or you see them frequently, or then they start isolating themselves. Isolation is something the enemy likes to plan. You think you're defeated, you think you're alone, you think nobody cares, and that's what the enemy's telling you. But when someone that belongs to God shows up at your door and says, hi, do you need something? Can I help you with something? If you're that person he's sending, please go and do it.
It's
because you're willing to step out. God can give you a word. It might just be a sentence. And that's exactly what they need to have answers. Jen knows this. I know this.
Yes,
it happens.
It's happened several times to me. And
it happens in that one little line. I'm sure even Chris has experienced this, that he's given
even
somebody.
Even I've experienced this.
Chris has experienced that himself and heard something that somebody needed. So these are people you're helping to rescue souls, either from either because they're sad, they're grieving, they're in fear, or oppression has overtaken them. Don't count it lightly that God is asking you to do something very simple and you think, oh, that doesn't matter. That's just my own self thinking that. It's probably God asking you to be a part of helping to rescue the soul of somebody.
I was just having this conversation with two different friends over the same exact topic. And I was telling them about what you told me a long time ago. When it doesn't make sense, it makes sense. And when you hear
something...
For you,
it doesn't make sense,
yeah,
but for that person, it really
it
does.
And when you hear something and you think, I just imagined that, or no, that couldn't be God, why in the world would you ask me to do that? That doesn't make sense. I'm going to be laughed at. You know, that's the enemy filling you with all of that stuff because he doesn't
doubt,
want you to do
fear,
what you're feeling or what you're hearing.
Yes.
And that happened to me in a situation where a pastor that we knew was having people pray over him before he went to Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And he told everybody, if you hear something, don't hesitate, tell me. And I instantly not only heard something, I saw it, but I let intimidation and fear, I was new at hearing the Holy Spirit, and so I was refusing to say it because I thought, there's no way this could be God. This is silly. I mean, like, why would I be telling this prophet something that I'm sure God has already showed him? And because I refused, the gentleman next to me put his hand on the pastor's shoulder and said, I have something to tell you. And he literally, word for word, said what I heard and what I saw.
Yes.
And then I felt so bad because didn't do it. And... So I know now, you know.
But since then, you've given me.
Oh, yeah, I have
people.
Since then, because I learned from that experience and I repented for not obeying. And the Holy Spirit told me, when I give you something, it could be life and death.
Yes, it could.
And so you need to listen and follow through. And yes, I have since then given words to people when he's told me, even if it sounded crazy. But it made sense to them,
mm-hmm.
and it was something they needed to hear. And so, anyway, I'm done.
It's really important when you have the opportunity to affect somebody's soul for God.
Yes, it is.
And even the simplest things. And right now, there's a lot of opportunities for people to do that, because a lot of people around us, we're all going through this stuff together, which, by the way, is about to end.
Yay!
I'm telling you, the virus thing is passing, and it's going to be gone. There'll be no second wave.
No.
And I'm even hearing everyday people I don't even know saying, I'm fed up with the mask.
And
I'm
even
tired of
the
wearing the mask.
Fake news and the...
Oh, they're all hoping we'll stay. You know, they're hoping that they can control our souls for the wrong purpose.
Well, you know, there's lots of different personality types. This thought crossed my head 2 days ago, and I'm sure it's not very spiritual. But I bet you there's going to be people wearing these masks in 2 years' time because they just got into the habit. Some people pick up habits really, really strangely, and they will think now that this is going to keep them safe because they're kind of cautious people. And I feel pretty bad for them because literally in 2 years' time, we're going to see people
in
the store.
Still,
I know I'm being a bit silly, but I'm just saying.
No, well, oh no, I'm sure there will still be people.
I'm sure there will be. It won't be me.
No, I've not yet won.
I've already been encouraging people because literally it is not a healthy thing to wear that mask all the time.
Yeah, it's not.
It is not. And I just had a medical professional tell me, I wasn't wearing one, but I was in a clinic area where somebody was getting help, and they got into a discussion with the person who I was there with, and they wanted to know, do we have to wear these masks? And they even said, well, we don't normally even wear masks in a situation like this, if they were doing surgery maybe, but they said that it's not even healthy to wear one past an hour. So these people who are riding their bikes and wearing them, out
jogging, skateboarding, I'm like,
family.
Probably mountain climbing.
Y'all need to give it up.
Riding.
Because see, oxygen, your body needs fresh oxygen, and trying to breathe through that mask is hard enough. But after a certain time, you're actually breathing your own carbon monoxide.
Yeah, and it's not good for you.
And the oxygen isn't even there anymore, so you shouldn't really be doing that. But I do happen to know that it's going to end suddenly, like it started. The quarantine will totally end. The restrictions will totally end. And the mask will end. So we're going to celebrate about that.
That's right.
But don't forget ever that if God gives you something, even the smallest thing to do to help somebody, it blesses the heart of God, and it will certainly help that person know
that
somebody cares.
And you will be a soul rescuer.
You will be a soul rescuer. That's right.
That's cool. I like that.
That's a good thing. That's a God thing.
And it can also be things which don't make sense in the sense that sometimes you don't have to say stuff which is specifically, hey, this is about Jesus, or this is how I think God's seeing things. I know from my own experience, if sometimes you can say the most obscure things, and as long as you step it out because you feel like God's saying it for that particular person, it can really be significant, you know.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about, like neighbors that are maybe alone. You see them around, you see something going on with them, and it's just the thought of you're supposed to go over and encourage them, or you're supposed to, like I used to do, give people a picture that you've painted, or something like that has such a significant, on their radar, it means that God's still in the world. He's still in my life. He still knows that I exist.
Mm-hmm.
He does that for us anyway, sometimes in amazing ways, but sometimes just the fact that we're willing to pay attention to someone's need or notice them in a crowd,
mm-hmm,
is just like God saying, hey, you still exist and I see you.
Yeah, I know where you are at. That's absolutely true. And yeah, sometimes the natural things that we help people with are probably even more important than just one walking up and saying, somebody, I'm praying for you. Maybe they actually significantly need something, like in the physical realm, they need something or they need help with something. But if you walk up and just say, hey, you need help with something, instead of trying to be spiritual, you know, just ask.
Yeah, that,
do you need help? Can I help you?
That actually, what you said reminded me, I walk every day now. I've started walking since everything, the gym's closed and everything. But there was a lady with her Cocker Spaniel, and there were people jogging in front of me. And the dog, I noticed the dog kept, like, pulling towards the people, and she was like, no, don't bother those people. And they would just kept going, you know, because they didn't want to stop. And I was walking, and I didn't really want to stop either, but I could tell the dog really wanted. So I stopped, and I started petting the dog. And And she, it just really blessed her because she was like, my dog really loves people. And every time I take her for a walk and she sees people walk by or jog by, she wants them to pet her. She's an attention hogger is what she said. Oh, okay. And she was the cutest little cocker spaniel. And I just bent down and started petting her and scratching her and telling her how pretty she was. And she goes, you're so kind. Thank you for stopping. And I'm like, oh, it's no problem. You have a blessed day. And then I just kept walking.
It's just taking a minute for other people, it matters.
Yeah.
And it could be something that simple. You bless the woman, and obviously you bless the dog too.
And of course I was releasing anointing in the dog as I was.
Yes.
But the little dog was really
make
cute.
Make your life count and be kind to somebody today. And remember that people all around us are going
through
things.
It's not hard to be kind.
And we're here in this world to bring light.
Yep.
And what goes around will come around, and the day you need something or maybe you need a kind word, it will come. God will make sure that you have that, because we have stepped out to help others. So any questions?
Yeah, actually, I do have one. And it is from a girl
Do you need me to play a song while you find it?
Yes, please, because it just timed out. It keeps timing out on me.
Okay, it's the all question right. time jingle, ready?
It's the
Q&A jingle.
It's the Q&A jingle with Kat and Jen. And they're whispering the back door, so I'll play louder.
No, I'm actually getting my phone call. Hang on a second. Hello?
Yes, it's our mama calling. See, even though that we're totally grown.
Did you see my note?
Your mother will always be your mother. There's a tip for the rest of your life.
It was right there by your phone.
If you're 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70. If your
mom's still here. We're recording a podcast right now.
She is still your mom. Remember, the word says, if you honor your mother and father, you will have a blessed and happy, long and happy life. I'm expecting to live forever. So... okay, yes. So we will wait just one more minute to see what
calling
the question
on
is.
Jen to come back.
How
to
about what's
podcast.
For dinner?
We may have to press pause.
Okay, Jen. So where did you go to?
Mom couldn't hear me, so I had to go out of the room to tell her.
Your mom could always hear you.
Through the wall sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But not this time. So.
But
she was looking for us.
She was looking for us. And she heard me say we were doing a podcast. And she goes, so that means you're home? It's like,
we are here.
We are in the office. Yes. Okay, so you.
So she's fine now. So we're going to continue. We got a question
and
coming
it was
up.
About dinner.
I knew it. See, people, I told you.
She wanted
dinner?
To know if I could make the cabbage steaks for her
what's
again.
What's for dinner?
So.
Cabbage steaks.
Yes, they're
and
so
you know,
good, too.
It is actually 6 o'clock here, Eastern Standard Time. I know some people are having dinner. Mine's like 6 hours away. So I've got plenty of time.
Okay, so we wanted a question.
Yes, we do.
I have found it, and it is right here somewhere.
Drop all these.
Where did it go?
You don't want
all right, Jen, I can find one.
Another song? Oh, my goodness gracious. My phone keeps timing out on me. Nope, I think it's the next one. It was a really good question, too.
It's a really good question. Probably about heaven.
Yes, it is.
Or something to do with me. And we're just going to slowly, in our intermission time here on the podcast, reflect on all the good times that we've had, all the revelations that have come, and how we've seen Jesus fresh and new each podcast. So, here we go. Jen's frantically trying to find the question on her phone.
I am, actually.
And I'm trying to make up a song. Here we go.
It was from a girl that lives in Hungary.
Well, that's awkward. She's always wanting to eat.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know where it went, you guys. Anyways, if I find it,
do you know
I will,
the general feel of the question?
Yes. And she said she knows we are made in the image of God. But where did the image of women come from?
It's both. It says,
how do you explain that?
In the Bible, basically, it says that he created mankind, male and female, he created. So he created both. And we as mankind are made in their image, which means, guess what? They have a body. What God is trying to explain is, even though he's a spiritual God, he has a body. He has a head, arms, legs.
I just found it. Yay.
And her name is not, Vicky. It's Vicky. Okay, Vicky. We're made in the image of God, which means that if that's true, then he's similar to us. He has a body. He's, even though he's invisible, it doesn't mean he has no substance. And in your spiritual body, in a spiritual world, you actually have a substance that is made up out of light. But male and female are called mankind. And so he made us in his image, saying that he has a body. He has a head, arms, legs. You know, he has a real body. And he can hold you when you come to heaven and be very happy that you're with him. But that's what that statement means. And the Bible actually says, let us make man. God is saying, let us make man in our image, which would be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And even though they may look similar, they still, in the same way we do, we have a physical body. We have a way that we move around, that we express things. And they do too, or we would not. We wouldn't have bodies if they didn't. And that was the statement to everybody.
Okay.
So females are kind of more nurturing, generally speaking. Not that I want to say every female is. But I'm just saying. Anyway, no
And
joke.
God
no,
had
no
to be.
Oh, no.
Because God as our Father had to be both.
Yeah.
So
he had to be the strong parent, and he also had to be the nurturing one. And he was.
Speaking.
God was.
But his nature, that, so if, therefore, if...
Both sides are in his nature.
So he is the most nurturing being that we could even possibly imagine, whilst being, you know, the strong, sort of more masculine aspects.
Yeah.
I don't, because I think that maybe that piece of the puzzle has been missing over history, because when you look at the way everything was set up, you know, with the Catholic Church and only men could be priests and all this kind of stuff, it's... That might be where a few people have some kind of identity issues, because they can't see that a male figurehead of God could be anything other than kind of very harsh. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm just going off on a tangent.
And it does say that he is love, and he is love, because
yeah.
he has the greatest love for us, or he would not have given his son as a sacrifice for our sins. So God does have the aspects of male and female, not physically in his appearance, but the way he treats us. He is he's ruling, he is God, he has made everything that ever was, and then he also has it nourishing.
He's a protector.
Nourishing, he protects and nourishes us and covers us, and so like a mother
And he
would.
Carried us.
He carried us inside
him.
Himself,
so.
Right? Like the mother carries the baby.
Yeah.
We were all little spiritual beings, and we lived in him. So there's a lot of revelation in all that, but bottom line is this, that we're made in his image, male or female, meaning we both have the right to rule, we both have the right to be in charge of things and do things for him, that we have an importance to him, but he loves us more than anyone else.
So are women allowed to speak at the back of the church now?
They're allowed to speak in the front of the church.
They're allowed to speak outside of the church. They're
in
allowed
the Bible,
to speak.
it says in the spirit, which is a spirit, the spirit realm, that's levels of authority. There is no male or female. That means we both have the right to rule in the spirit over all the darkness and operate in that spiritual kingdom. It says the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. That was a spiritual kingdom that Jesus was in charge of. We both have equal right to rule in that spirit realm.
Awesome. Okay, another question?
Yes, one more question.
Okay, I have like three. I'm trying to decide which one.
Can you make
really...
more than one question by sort of piecing them together?
How about ABC?
Okay. This one is, they kind of could go together. One person wanted to know if there is any forbidden food in heaven that you cannot eat, like pork, seafood, etc. And that's from Archie. And then above that, Laura said, because she knows that you don't like seafood, she said, does that mean, Kat, you won't be eating fish once you're in heaven? I know you don't like it.
She'll be healed of that, I believe.
Oh, I think it doesn't matter, and I can eat whatever I want to, and fish will not be one of them. It's like, you know, your favorite colors are blue and gold right now, and it's not like you're going to be forced to wear red if you don't want to wear red. But the thing is this, people need to understand, food in heaven, there's nothing, all food in heaven is acceptable and good, okay? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is not in heaven, okay? The tree of life is in heaven, and there's nothing, there's no restrictions for anything.
So because apples aren't off the menu then?
No. There's no evil,
bacon,
no wickedness.
You can have bacon.
No evil, no wickedness, no wrong thoughts. They're not, none of that exists in heaven, okay? So you may eat whatever you want, as much as you want, no weight gain, no
because
food allergies.
Because the food is made of light.
The food is made out of light. It's a substance.
Hey, how was it?
No, it won't talk to you.
Have all the donuts you want. You can have bacon in heaven, but it doesn't come from
there's
a pig.
No GMO. There's no...
No, there's no lactose intolerance.
Now, there is no tofu.
There's no tofu in
that
heaven.
Was a devil.
No, the best food is in heaven.
Yes.
And everybody eats because they love to. You don't even eat because you have to, okay?
And I love how you describe back in the day when they would have the cartoons where the smells would waft down the street and it would be a hand beckoning the person.
Like in Popeye.
You know, and the person would follow the smells.
The aroma. You see aromas
in
heaven.
In heaven you see aromas.
You can see, and heaven's got another dimension. Like you smell flowers, but the flowers also sing, right?
Yes.
And so that you can actually see things, but they, if it's an aroma, if it's a piece of food and it looks amazing and delicious, you also can see the aroma that's coming from it. And people follow aromas down the street to see where they're
that's
coming
so
from.
Cool.
Whose shop, whose bakery is that coming from? I'm going to find it. And you can because you follow the aromas.
Yep. And nothing rots. You can make a cake and leave it on the counter. And go.
There's no decay, no aging,
wherever.
No, you can go and
and the cake's
of
still
heaven.
There.
Your 18 layer chocolate cake will be just fine when you go around heaven on tours and come back. It's still going to be there for
so
you.
So, because the food is made out of light, that means there is no restriction.
No waste. Yeah.
And there's no waste.
There's no waste.
Yeah.
There's no restriction. No, everybody eats what they want to and enjoys it. And, but probably if you really love pizza and it's your food group, you'll probably still love pizza in heaven. It's got the best pizza.
Yep.
I like Indian food.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's going to be there too.
Yeah, because
it says every tribe
and tongue
and nation is represented in heaven. People have gifts that make India food, you know, that makes British food.
Heaven's curry is going to be amazing.
And all those things, the crumpets. Crumpets and what
oh, scones.
Scones. They'll be in heaven too, people.
I love scones.
I actually know someone who had Martin's Coffee Shop. It was a British coffee shop here in our city.
He had the best scones.
And when he passed, he got his bakery in heaven. So he's still making scones and all the good British food. He's making it up there in heaven.
Yep.
Your gift goes with you.
Is that... Are we done?
I think we are done with this session and look forward to sharing with you again. And
and I know God will probably give you more revelation on the soul snatcher.
Yes, he is.
So,
yes. I've got several new ones.
Guard your souls, people.
Yes,
guard your souls. Do soul checkups every day.
Yes. And we will talk to you later. May the host go with you.
Bye.
Bye.